Hi, this is Bob from KTWH Radio, and this is A Bit of Science. I'm calling this one Speedy Tree. Here's the article that will explain why. NRRI-UMN commercialized new fast-growing tree variety by June Brenneman at the University of Minnesota's Natural Resources Research Institute, posted August 2, 2023. On the market for fast landscaping and more. Research is underway for pollution cleanup, carbon capture, biomass feedstock crop. Trees have been called the lungs of Earth, and it's true. They do much for the environmental health of our planet. And as the impacts of climate warming are felt globally, trees are needed more than ever for shade, carbon capture, and oxygen. Now a new tree variety is available that does all the great things trees do, but much faster. The Innova tree. Trademarked, was developed by the Natural Resources Research Institute with a patent pending by the University of Minnesota. By volume, Innova tree grows 64% faster than the leading commercial hybrid poplar species. Under good conditions, it grows 5 to 8 feet per year, reaching 35 feet in less than 5 years. Innova tree is NRRI's first hybrid poplar variety on the market and one of the many high-performing trees that the hybrid poplar team developed. Beyond a fast-growing landscape tree for homeowners and conservation plantings, commercial uses include wood chips, pulp, lumber products, carbon sequestration, and pollution remediation. Getting this research into the marketplace as a commercial product while solving real-world problems is a decades-long goal realized, said NRRI Executive Director Rolf Weberg. It's a showcase for many NRRI projects that are forward-thinking. We always want to be prepared for the economy of the future where all people, the planet, and our economy can thrive. The breeding team, who dedicated their careers to the development of this new tree, with more varieties to come, include Bill Bergson, Program Director, Neil Nelson, Program Director, Dan Buchman, Forest Specialist, and Bernie McMahon, Tree Breeder. The Innova tree is a result of nearly three decades of cross-pollination of native cottonwood, Populus deltoides, and the European black popple, Populus nigra. The combined traits increase both growth rates and disease resistance, and it's currently sold at Hauser's Nursery in Bayfield, Wisconsin, and will expand to other nurseries next spring. This is a tree of many uses, says Jeff Jackson, UMN Extension Educator. For consumers today, it makes a great privacy screen and landscaping tree. NRRI is also working on future uses for it, including phytoremediation, which is the use of plants to remove waste and contamination from soils or groundwater, and also bio-based materials and urban reforestation. These trees are being evaluated for research and commercial applications in the U.S., Canada, and Europe. Research underway includes testing as a phytoremediation tool for removing harmful chemicals and heavy metals from soils and water in a partnership with U.S. Forest Service's Northern Research Station. Another test of phytoremediation potential is underway in Canada with four poplar species. Testing of 42 of the NRRI varieties by a commercial wood manufacturer in Europe. And the goal of this project is to test the Innova tree for oriented strand board production to reduce product price. Since its start in 1996, the program has been supported by the Department of Energy Sun Grant Regional Biomass Feedstock Development Program, the Department of Energy Idaho National Laboratory, the United States Department of Agriculture, National Institute of Food and Agriculture, the State of Minnesota, the Laurentian Energy Authority, and the forest industry. More information, including photos, can be found at innovatree.umn.edu. So, you just heard the statement, it grows 5 to 8 feet per year. I thought that has to be a mistake, right? Well, it's not. I was shown an example of a several-month-old tree that was my height and pictures of fully-grown trees that were something like 10 to 12 years old. It's not a hardwood tree, so it won't make great lumber for construction, but my guess is that it is a quickly renewable tree resource for wood fiber products like paper products and composite materials and who knows what else. We'll see what happens as the tree gets more study and use. Well, I'm off to beat the bushes for more science, so until next time, goodbye.